Shadows of Regency, a Bridgerton zombie AU written by Lainey Avis and read by Wilfriede0815. In the brilliant ballroom of Lady Danbury, the nobles dance to the gentle sounds of the orchestra, the vibrant colors of their attire forming a kaleidoscope of elegance. Colin Bridgerton led Penelope Featherington in a graceful dance, their knowing looks revealing a deep friendship amidst that refined setting. Are you all right, Penelope? This is unbelievable. I don't know what's happening, Colin. It feels like something terrible is happening. A piercing scream cuts through the air, announcing the presence of Lord Five being attacked by a pale and desperate man. Good Lord, we need to get out of here. Come on, follow me. Guiding Penelope through the panicked crowd, Colin sought a safe place as they tried to process the gravity of the situation. What's happening, Colin? Could it have something to do with those dark rumors I heard about a plague? Colin frowned, concern evident in his expression. It seems so, Penelope. It seems that something sinister is spreading through the city, and we are in the midst of it. As they walked through the corridors, they heard frightened whispers and saw anxious faces among the fleeing guests. We must find Anthony. He will surely know how to handle this situation. Penelope nodded, her confidence renewed by Colin's determination to protect her. Colin and Penelope moved quickly through the halls of Lady Danbury's elegant mansion, determined to find Anthony Bridgerton and seek shelter in the safety of the Bridgerton house. Along the way, they encountered familiar faces in various states of agitation, all of them struggling to comprehend the extent of the threat hanging over them. Colin, what do you think is causing all this? Is it really the plague that's spreading through the city? Colin shook his head, his thoughts swirling around the grim news circulating among high society. It's hard to say, Penelope, but something is very wrong. I hope we can get to the Bridgerton house safely and find out what's behind all this. As they walked through the disorderly halls, they heard screams echoing through the hallways, accompanied by the sound of breaking glass and furniture being knocked over. The atmosphere of chaos increased with every step they took, casting shadows over what was once a peaceful party. Penelope squeezed Colin's hand firmly, seeking comfort in the presence of her faithful friend amid the turmoil that surrounded them. I'm not sure we'll make it to the Bridgerton house, Colin. What will we do if we don't? Colin looked at her, determination shining in his eyes as they made their way through the maze of hallways. We won't give up, Penelope. I promise I will do everything I can to ensure your safety. And with those words of courage and determination, Colin and Penelope took quick steps towards the mansion's front door, where they hoped to find a way to the relative safety of the Bridgerton house. As they reached the entrance, they were greeted by a sight of tumult and disorder, with abandoned carriages and panicked people scrambling to find a way to escape the crisis that had befallen them. We need to be quick, Penelope. Let's head down the main street and try to get to the Bridgerton house as quickly as possible. Without hesitation, the two friends threw themselves into the busy street, dodging scared people and obstacles that stood in their way. The night darkened sky intensified the sense of urgency that drove them toward the safety of home. As they ran through the paved streets of London, the wind carried the smell of smoke and fear, fueling Colin and Penelope's determination to face the unknown that threatened the tranquility of their lives. Colin, the Bridgerton house is right there. We made it. We're almost there. With one last effort, they reached the gate of the Bridgerton's imposing residence, breathing a sigh of relief when they saw the doors open to welcome them safely. Anthony Bridgerton, with a serious face, was waiting for them in the courtyard, ready to face the approaching storm. Colin, Penelope, are you guys okay? What the hell is going on out there? Colin took a deep breath and gave his older brother a determined look. Anthony, it looks like something very dark is spreading across London. The city is in panic, and we're not sure what's behind it all. Anthony nodded, his gaze scanning the streets for signs of the imminent threat. It doesn't matter. We're safe here. We need to prepare for whatever's coming. With their minds united in a common purpose, the Bridgertons gathered in the family home, ready to face the unknown challenges that lay before them. United by friendship and the bond of family, Colin, Penelope, and the Bridgertons were determined to protect each other and uncover the truth behind the disturbing events that shook Regency society and threatened the lives of all they loved. Together, they would face the approaching storms, ready to fight the forces of evil that dared to challenge their resolve and courage. The end.